Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we today?
Really good.
Yeah, really good.
Really good. Energy is high again.
I know.
We were so low before. It's been a long day. I got my tattoo yesterday.
Yes.
Jade picked for me the coordinates of New FM.
Do you love it?
I actually am in love with it. I do think it just, it's the perfect size, really classy.
Mm-hmm.
Not trashy. You did well.
Thank you. I was never going to give you anything dodge.
Aesthetically, it works for the spot on your body.
Yeah, it's like a big arrow with a big journey. You'll hear what it's all about in the podcast
today. Yeah, you will too.
Yeah, you will.
Well, the boss is scratching at the door today, I think we should just get out today.
It's like, yeah, it's actually a big late day. It's a bigger later day. And I've got to go home and have a nap.
I need one today as
well. Yeah, I think we all need naps. Nah. You don't now. You've got pep in your step now. Yeah. We've got some good news and Maddie's ready to go to war.
Something big for our show coming up next week.
Yeah,
just
very
got
exciting.
The tick of approval, which is always nice because you know what? We at this station, we do like so many different things. So when, you know.
We have so many hats.
We have so many hats. And when they all just align and everything works out, it's great, isn't it?
We're like the scrappy hustlers of radio. That's what we're like.
Making shit happen.
Yeah. Like, we do everything for the price of, like, half a bag of chips. that's like a half-finished bag of chips. That's what I imagine our budget as.
You know
we
what?
Make cool stuff happen.
You know what? Exactly right. More resourceful.
Yeah.
We don't have thousands, millions of dollars just to dole out across, the country. We've got to make it happen ourselves.
But guys, I wouldn't have it any other way because we get to have fun.
It'd be a lot easier.
I'll take millions of dollars any day.
All right, guys, enjoy the podcast. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
So, just in case I have to have an emergency stop, I think you're crazy if you do not keep a roll of toilet paper in your car.
In case you need to squat by the side of the highway.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you. So, obviously, the big day with the tattoos yesterday.
Yes, oh my God.
How are you feeling, Maddie?
Yeah, look, I do love it. You did well.
Yes.
You did well.
Thank you.
See, I thought there was going to be a penis tattoo for sure.
There is no penis on my arm, which is fantastic and a win in life, some would say.
Celebrate, right?
We'll tell you what it is a little bit later because you guys have missed something major on the tat. I like the design. I like the look of it.
Yeah.
But you guys have screwed up majorly.
Really? Oh. There's an error, hey?
But I can forgive it.
Okay.
I'm in a chill mood today.
Oh,
that's good.
No wrath of me.
Fantastic.
I'm sure we'll feel that down the track.
Oh, well, guys, lads versus lasses is right now. It is our ultimate battle of the sexes game right now. Just hit the bench.
No.
But basically, the lads are ahead, ladies. They're currently sitting on 9 gold stars, and the lasses are on 8. So it's very close, but if you'd like to win
a Tessalate beach towel. God, you screw it up every day.
I can never remember.
Well, it's your job too.
13-10-09, if you would like to win that one.
Those Tessalate beach towels are amazing, sand free. Get one before summer ends. You'll be the envy of your friends.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
And you can score yourself an $80 Tessalate beach towel right now if you play our ultimate battle of the sexes game, lads versus lasses on 13-10-09. We're currently after a lad, and we're going to go and play right now with Kimmy.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
Hey, that's good. How's your night? Did you get up to much last night?
Not too much, no.
All right, well, let's win you this beach towel. Do you get down to the beach in your bikini much, Kim?
Not too much, but yeah, the kids do like to get down there.
Oh, nice good. Nice one. All right, well, let's get into these questions, guys.
Yeah.
Question number one for you, Kim, is which of the following is not a real weight class in boxing? Multiple choice. A, mini flyweight. B, atom weight. Or C, dummy weight. Which of the following is not a real weight class in boxing?
Is it B?
B is incorrect.
Sorry about that. No, no good. Good.
The answer there is C, drummy. Is that like it based off a chicken drumstick, Kruger?
That's right. Way okay. Of a drumstick.
Question two, Kim. Which country is Tabasco sauce from? Tabasco. Do you like hot things?
Do you like things no. Spicy? No.
Kimmy USA, says no. USA. Tabasco, delicious.
I love a bit of Tabasco, especially that green one.
I don't mind it.
You're still in the game here, Kim. If you get this right, hold the line for us. Number three, if I have a bottle of full synthetic 5W30, what do I have?
What's in the bottle?
5W30.
Is it like the greaser?
No, engine oil.
Sorry, Kim. Crevo wrote these terrible questions.
Oh, they
today.
Are not
they
terrible.
Are shocking.
They are bad today.
What's 5W30?
You don't know what
who
that
knows
is?
Should
that?
We shame Crevo?
Shame him on these questions.
Just because you don't own a car, you don't know what oil is.
Yeah. Look, just hang on the line, Kim. You could still walk away with a prize today. Let's go to our lad. Hello.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Hey, good man. What's your name?
Trev.
Trev, how are you, mate? All right, let's do this, man. You need one right to walk away with a win today.
Very easy, hopefully. All right, question number one for you. Sonia Kruger is hosting which new Channel 7 show? The Big Krug. What's she up to at the moment? She's hosting about 50 shows this year.
I know.
But which is the new one?
What's time's out.
Oh, I've seen this on Monday. What was it?
Nah, look, we've gone
for
too long.
Yeah, all right.
Holy moly.
Oh, you're dialing someone, hopefully.
No, maybe. Mate, you can't look up the question.
Calling with your ear,
that's
maybe.
That's dodgy.
All right, question number two for you. How many times has Angelina Jolie been married? Multiple choice, A1, B2, or C3?
Two.
No, sorry about that. All right, you've got one more to get right. If you get this right, you get the win. Jennifer Hawkins won which beauty contest in 2004?
Miss Universe.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
The lads win. What are you doing with your phone, Trev?
Are you looking up the answers?
I smashed my screen yesterday.
Oh, man, what kind of phone was it?
Just nothing special.
Are you shattered?
Well, it was my dad's fault. I was on the phone to him trying to do something for him and I dropped it, so I blamed him.
Yeah, oh, good.
Oh, he can buy a new
always
one.
Better to blame others, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That Tessalade beach towel, all yours,
yeah,
man.
Just down the awesome. Line so thank I can you get so your much. Details.
Thanks, Trev. Appreciate it, mate.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Guys, up next, browsing Reddit this morning, front page of the internet.
What was that? Reddit? Reddit, you said.
Did I?
Yeah.
Reddit.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway.
That was a pointless chat.
I came across this leaked video that somebody has filmed on their phone and put up of television show A Current Affair. It's sort of behind the scenes. We see some sort of like producer guy who's telling these protesters to wind up a bit. I've got the audio for you next. It's definitely something you need to hear. Guys, A Current Affair, look, it's a show that, I actually like watching a lot of times because it's entertaining to see dodgy builders yelling at people, right?
Yeah.
A Current Affair has produced some of the best television moments in Australian television history. Yeah.
I must say, it is fun just going to the highlights.
That's what's good.
On their Facebook, and they just put, like, the little snippets of... like the best one-liners from the dodgy people they're trying to chase down.
It's very true. And I don't know, I just came across this on Reddit this morning, but basically a current affair in the past, some people may have said, look, I don't know if it's what they get is 100% true, real journalism to the core all the time, right? There's that is out there. People think about that. And this little video that I came across this morning does seem to push that sort of vibe, because it looks like one of the producers behind Current Affair is basically winding up some protesters to be a bit more active and a bit more energetic for the cameras.
Oh, I've got the audio. Let's roll the tape.
Have a listen.
Television, we need a little bit of theatre, if that's okay. So a bit of a chant would be good. Where's our money? And what do we want? Whatever. I'm not gonna...
I mean, it's hard to argue with the evidence.
Oh.
I mean, it's not as if it's hit. This person is getting the protesters to protest something they don't want. It's just that they're trying to vibe them up a bit.
Where's my money?
For the cameras. Or whatever you want to say, just say something for the cameras. I mean, it's just like... It calls into question a little bit the overall integrity of some of the video that they put to air.
Yeah, I just, you know what, I sort of get it, because for media, I understand. Like, you don't want to just see a bunch of people standing out the front of...
A building. Just holding just a sign.
Mildly waving their hands.
Yeah. Or not even, just they're holding like, their signs peacefully.
Sucks, I'm not working for Domino's, shaking a sign. Like, you know what I mean? But... At the same time, I think if they revved them up enough, it could start a full-on brawl.
Well, like, who knows?
That's not good.
I mean, there's that element, but also...
Are you accusing a current affair of inciting an insurrection?
I'm definitely not.
Inciting violence. Shame on them.
I'm not accusing them of that. What I am, though, is saying that by looking at this video, it appears... Like they sometimes rev people up just for the cameras to get that one shot to make the promo look good. That's
totally
all I'm saying.
For the promo. Can I just share with you, before we go, 30 seconds, my favourite all-time A Current Affair video.
This was about a
dog attack in the street.
Oh, I know exactly.
You know
what
the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Check this out. This is an old man standing in his front yard talking to camera. Here it is.
Now, yesterday morning, I came out into the front yard and the dogs were across the road. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over.
That is a 50-year-old man wildly impersonating a dog.
Holy dooly, I thought that was an actual sound effect.
No, that's a...
Oh,
that's a man?
Yep.
His poor wife, look at her.
I know, she looks like she's just seen a ghost.
Oh.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Okie dokies, this is where I'm getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule you're not allowed to fence it. Your thoughts, fellas, on visiting ghost towns.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I love a bit of history. Don't believe in ghosts, but you mean like checking out towns with no one in them, yeah?
Yeah, or, you know, I'll even take...
Because, you know, you do that on the regular.
No, I worry about this dilemma all the time.
I mean... Empty towns or just ghost tours?
I'll take ghost tours as well.
I think that's what most people...
Which one is it?
Both.
Okay, I'm going to say loathe it. I've been on one ghost tour and it was in old Sydney town in Sydney, and they take you down around the rocks.
Yeah.
In these like old places from like the
1800s.
Yeah. And they say, yeah, this guy was here, and they give you the whole history.
Yeah, shot him down.
You know what? I feel like some ghost tours... are just absolutely, like, full BS.
Yeah, full scam.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like you're the guy that's selling your paintball tickets in the shopping centre. Yeah. You know, I feel like it's organised by those types.
A lot of people see ghosts on these sort of tours.
Okay, tell us why you're telling us.
Well, get to the story.
I'm bringing this up because there's this man who spent his life savings on buying a ghost town to bring it back to life. So once the borders open, I would like to fly over to California because there's a deserted old mining town there. And it goes back...
Are you taking your metal detector?
Well, I don't know, but it goes back to the 1860s. And apparently, like, there used to be 4,000 residents that lived in this town at its peak. And according to the it's called Death Valley there, about $500 million worth of minerals were mined from the area. But obviously, back in that day, you know, there was a lot of the cowboys and... and shootouts went down, and there's still bullet holes in some of the buildings from the old days. It's very cool.
See, I can see you going over there with the metal detector and Benny, and we're going to find gold, Benny.
I could pan for some
gold.
So
what this Love It or Loathe It should have been was Love It or Loathe It Town Rejuvenation.
No, not as cool. Well, the thing is, apparently people sometimes do see ghosts there, and this guy is actually, you know, putting in a lot of money to redo the hotel there to get people in and sort of get tourism and put life back into this ghost town.
Oh, well, good. I hope it goes well for them.
That's pretty cool.
I love that that's number one on your list, though, once the borders open. I tell you what, mine is going on holiday.
Well, if you're intrigued, you can actually, he actually YouTubes, videos of, like, the progress of where it's at and all this sort of stuff. So, good luck to him, I say, and I'll be following him on YouTube.
Oh, good stuff.
I'm glad.
There's a new business idea for you, Jade, yeah. Because you're quite connected to the spirit world. Jade's ghost tours.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, we all know
Newcastle.
I was a tour guide that one time only, yeah. Ago when the cruise ship came into Newcastle.
So you're well qualified. You know how to hold a flag and get people to follow you around.
Yeah, damn straight I do.
Big announcement coming up next, Crevo.
Oh, this is
on
huge.
The show tomorrow. I cannot wait.
Yeah, so we're doing something on the show tomorrow where every caller that gets on air is a winner. This is awesome. You got to stick around for this.
This is awesome!
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade will take anything that isn't glued down. This is why she has the nickname around the office, Bowerver Jade.
That is true. That's true.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
In just a couple of minutes, guys, huge announcement on the show for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Every caller that gets to air is walking away with a prize, and not just some little, you know, Grugraw or something like that. This is an awesome...
What the hell is that?
Like a knick-knack.
Okay.
Not just a key ring or a sticker or something.
There
you get a bumper sticker.
Yeah, it's none of that. You get a balloon.
We've got our a big you get a tomorrow. Every single caller that gets to air with us wins an awesome prize. It's something that you want to get your hands on. Right?
Okay.
This is really cool. Exclusive to our show.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's You Get a Cake Day.
For the grand opening of Reese Hignall's new cake shop, Cake Boy.
He's MasterChef famous, you know. Cake Boy opens this Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. He's opening a new shop right here in Newcastle, in Hamilton. Old school cakes, but done his style, right? So these are going to be amazing. And every single caller that gets on our show tomorrow wins a cake.
Awesome. This ain't no $5 mud cake,
no.
Let me tell you.
Oh, my God. If you check out Cake Boy on Instagram, you will get the idea of the sort of stuff this guy does. It's next level cakes.
We were lucky enough to have one of his cakes last year for my birthday, and they are outstanding. I can't wait to hook in to another one of Reese's cakes, and the fact that we can just buy them locally. It's amazing.
So cool, right? And he's sort of create like a really cool vibe there, you know, chilled out, go get coffee, go get cakes and, you know, hang out, you know, with him basically, hang out with your mates.
Yeah, do you know what's so good as well? Like, he's an incredible chef, but he's opened his business right here in Newcastle. That's he could right. have went off to Melbourne or Sydney and done this, but it's right here, and it's so good. The more stuff like this we have in Newcastle, the better.
Absolutely.
Like, amazing.
So, of course, this Saturday is the grand opening. We're going to get a little bit of a sneak peek on Friday. So do keep your eyes across, our Facebook Live and stuff, because you might be able to get a little peek before the masses get in there. Once again, tomorrow on the show, every caller that gets to air wins one of his cakes.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
I feel like Oprah. It's amazing.
I love cake. I always say, like, if I'm going to get fat from anything, I want to be... like from eating cake.
It has to be cake and cake alone.
So great as well. Everything will be made on the premises by Reese himself. So it's the real deal.
You're
piece
getting
after piece after piece.
You still imagining yourself getting fat from cake?
I love cake.
Yeah, Reese, of course, MasterChef famous, and he's making all these cakes. You can own a piece of that.
Hey, Jade, his two signature cakes are right up your alley.
Okay.
Lemon tart and a custard sponge.
Oh, I'm going to have to stop because that's so close to me. I'm going to have to stop myself from going there every day.
It really is.
Honestly, I love cake. His cakes are amazing.
Reese, if you're listening right now, mate, you're going to wish you never came in. You'll be there every day.
No, I'm sorry.
Exciting.
Hi, Reese.
It's me, Jade, again. All the time, honestly. Hi, everybody. Cakes are so good.
Yeah, but we are very excited to be teaming up with him for this event. And, yeah, tomorrow, try and get on the show if you can.
Yeah.
Because every caller gets to air wins cake.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're doing it.
Me too.
What's the goss up next, Jade?
Yeah, I'm filling in producer Jackson's shoes. I got some details on our new Aussie idol in some people's eyes.
So critical of me the other day when I filled in for Jackson. So it's time for you to see. Let's see what you can do with What's the Goss.
Okay, well, all right. Should I restart?
Sorry, yeah.
All right.
Didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay. Rebel Wilson, we've got an update on her, our Aussie darling. And also, Adele has reached a deal with her ex, Simon. They've been trying to get a divorce for 2 years. It's actually wrapped up now. And there's a specific clause he's asked her to follow through on. So I'll tell you what that is all about.
There's a great hook. 10 out of 10.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
And big shout out to producer Jackson because he is away this
He's
week.
He's back Monday and thank Christ.
Because we do apologise for our What's the Goss. We're doing our best to fill his shoes. But let's kick things off with Rebel Wilson. Of course, she's famous for a role as Fat Amy.
I'm the best singer in Tasmania with teeth.
Love it.
What's your name?
Fat Amy.
You call yourself Fat Amy?
Yeah, so twig bitches like you don't do it behind my back.
Oh, yeah, Pitch Perfect. Oh, great movies. But obviously, she's no longer Fat Amy. She's stunning Rebel. We all know she's been on her fitness journey, guys. But sadly, there's one thing that is ended for Rebel Wilson, and that's her fairy tale romance with her handsome millionaire entrepreneur boyfriend. So they've been dating for about 4 months, and... kaput. It's done and dusted.
All over.
She put a snap of herself on Instagram saying, lots on my mind. Hashtag single girl heading to the Super Bowl. So obviously she's hoping to maybe meet a new boy.
You know, maybe what? Super Bowl player, maybe.
Yeah, she's putting it out there. I like how she's dropping it. I'm single. Yeah. I'm going to the Super Bowl.
I really hope that she drops that role, like that typecast role she always plays, because she can really...
She's a good actress.
She's a really good actress. Really good. I rate Rebel.
Get her into a serious role.
Yeah.
Do an Adam Sandler in that Jewel movie.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. Moving along to Adele.
Never mind.
I know, know who Adele is now. I remember
Someone Like You singer.
Oh, got it. Yep, yep.
She's reached a deal with her ex, Simon. Obviously, their divorce has been going on for a little while now. It's taken 2 years to settle this divorce. And turns out one of the biggest things he asked in the paperwork was for her not to write any songs about him as a mark of respect to their marriage.
You know what?
Yeah.
He would be actually in quite a good position to ask for something like that.
Yeah.
Because he stands to make a real big lot of money out of this divorce.
And do you know what? She's not like Taylor Swift. I actually don't think Adele would do that.
Maybe a subtle thing, though, like a song that, you know, just was about love that obviously was him, you know, but not really.
Yeah, she'll write a love song and she just won't say it's about him.
Do you know why the divorce has taken so long? I think because Adele's such a, like, everyday British girl.
Yeah.
And I think the temper would have gotten to her.
Well, they live... No.
This is a real full-on bogan.
They live opposite each other. They live in the same street.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to keep, you know, their son's life as normal as possible.
Did I make this up?
Yeah.
Or did I read that they were looking at or built a tunnel between their houses?
I think that was a rumour.
Was that a rumour?
I mean, look.
They've got the money to do it.
That's what I was about to say. You can do it, do it.
I'm just Googling tunnel to ex-husband house. I can't see any. Oh, no, it doesn't look like it.
I think it was a rumour. But how cool. Like, you'd be stoked if that was your parents and you could just run from house to house with an underground tunnel.
I know, right? So they're trying Indiana to be good Jones. Parents. They're trying to do the right thing.
And we'll finish things off locally here in Australia. Zac Efron, obviously, he's been here for almost a year now, guys. And he's wholeheartedly embracing our Aussie lifestyle. He's currently on a camping trip in South Australia in a caravan. But it's not just any caravan. It's $140,000 worth of Lotus, which is a brand of caravan. And it looks pretty comfortable.
Pretty comfortable.
Bed, lounge bed. Room, everything.
It's got a bed.
No, like, couches. Like, it looks like you could walk into an ensuite.
Does it even have, like, a little spot for the 9 kilo gas bottle under the sink? Well, just a 4.5.
It's very fancy. So, good on him.
Jade was just frothing over Zac Efron in here. I mean, isn't he, like, so 10 years ago? Like, Zac Efron's hot.
There's something about him, and I just feel sorry for him, because I think he finds it really hard to find love.
Well, he's found some.
Well, yeah, with Vanessa. It's an Aussie he met in Byron Bay. Apparently, they're still together.
Imagine that. You're working in a cafe, earning minimum wage, and then next minute, Zac Efron walks in. You're just, like, you know, whisked away on this, like, epic lifestyle.
Good honour to have the balls to slip him her number.
Is that what happened, was it?
Well, you'd assume so, unless he asked for it.
I was thinking, did she do that thing, you know, when people pretend to not know who celebrities are? You know, like, oh, nice to meet you. What's your name? That sort of vibe.
Has that happened to you before, has it?
Chris? No.
Oh.
Customer came to pick up, you know, a used barbecue that you're selling.
Oh, you, Mark. Oh, hi, I'm Mark. Oh, what's your last
name? Haven't you seen that on TV shows? I'm not making this up.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Well, we had a huge day yesterday down at Alien Art Tattoo in Mayfield for Just Tattoo Us. I put my money where my mouth is. And Jade, you picked a tattoo for me. I didn't know what you had picked until it was tattooed on my body.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I'm looking at it now. I do like it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a relief.
Sigh of relief.
You were so worried. Like, there was one point, check the video out on our Instagram. Jade was, like, literally her teeth were chattering. She was so scared that she'd picked the wrong thing.
Yeah, I was worried. I was really confident. I was like, yep, I've got this. And then the more I saw, when it came to it, I was so nervous.
The closer we got, the more you started
because
to freak out.
Picking someone else's tattoo, it's a big thing. You don't want to get it wrong, I discovered. Like, it's not. It's not something that you want to stuff
well,
up.
Well, look, we're going to tell you what she picked next, but. What I will say, you're lucky that the design is beautiful because you guys, and I'm saying you guys, have stuffed up on something major.
Okay.
Big
all
right, time.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Just tattoo us.
I am feeling really chill about this segment now, post-tattoo. Of course, Jade, you were set the challenge to pick a tattoo for me.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was until it was on my body yesterday. Big shout-out to Alien Art Tattoo and Pat in Mayfield there. They did a great job. Now, we do have some audio, guys, of me before the tattoo. Now, I was worried because, Jade, you know Crevo. She was posting so many pictures trying to wig me out of naked men,
like penises,
Star Wars tattoos. And I was like, if she gets me one of those.
Yeah, magic wands.
I don't think I could have dealt with that. but I guess before the tat, I started to chill out a little bit more. This was 5 minutes before the tattoo yesterday.
So, obviously, Maddie, your tattoo is going to be selected by Jade. She won on the spinner tattoo selector wheel. It's come down to the crunch time. You've been talking a big game until now. How are you feeling now?
I'm fine. I'm here with our listeners offering support. They're offering support back. You guys, too pussy to get one done. So, I'm cool. As long as she doesn't get a penis or a rainbow tattooed on me, I'm fine. They're my rules.
So I was sort of thinking about what I would have done just on the car drive down if I had have been selected, because I have no idea what Jade's picked. And the difficult part was I know you don't like cliches, so I thought in my mind I was like maybe an old school microphone. And then I was like, you know what? He would hate it because he hates the cliche. It makes it really difficult.
Do you know what? This is actually a really good test of mine and Jade's friendship. She talks a big game, but I'm going at it from the angle of I want her to show me that she really does know me. So this is the ultimate test as to whether or not you really know me as a person, Jade. So there's a lot hanging on this, you know?
No pressure, but I think I'm going to nail it.
You reckon?
You know me, I'm confident and I'm a winner.
So did you show Pat?
Not yet, no.
Okay, well, results soon. And there I was, face down, tattoo gun out. Jade, would you like to explain what you got?
Okay, so I ended up choosing for Maddie an arrow, which symbolises his journey, past, present and future. But the thing is, the arrow is made up with, instead of a stick, it's made up with the new FM coordinates to our station here. And there's also a tiny anchor, which also attaches the feathers of the arrow to the coordinates, which actually is a symbol for hope, because you're a very hopeful person, Maddie, and I love that about you. So, and the coordinates, not only is it to do with work and it's a story about this, but it's also how much you love radio and our friendship. I thought it sort of had everything.
A perfect tie-in.
Yeah, so I did make it a very symbolic of us.
It looks beautiful. I will say, though, thank you for branding me with New FM for the rest of my life.
The New FM coordinates are on your arm forever.
You know, next time any boss here says, you need to do more local, I'll just show them this. Because, yeah. I mean, do you know what? Doesn't get more local than that.
Than having a Newcastle coordinates.
Now, that's all good and well, but something came to light last night, guys, and I'm not happy.
Why are you not happy, Maddie?
So, Jade posted the picture of this on our Instagram page, and a listener got in touch and said that the coordinates are not for New FM.
What are they for?
How many times did you guys claim to have checked this?
Three times.
Between the both of you?
No, and Pat.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all checked.
So, this listener, Shauna, says, at Jade Maddie Crevo, precision is key when it comes to accuracy. This may as well be Ariana's Seven Rings barbecue grill tat now. So, basically meaning it's useless. Now, I did do some investigating.
Mm. Yeah.
The so coordinates was, yeah. are not New FM's coordinates.
What are they?
Okay.
The coordinates are for the swamp at the back.
Oh, like right next to the building.
The swamp at the back of the building.
Well...
The swamp.
It's the closest coordinate.
The Sandgate Swamp.
Look, the red dot is a little bit further away from the exact pinpoint of the station. But the thing is, that land's actually owned by New
you
FM.
You guys got coordinates for the Sandgate Swamp on my arm. You had one job. You checked three times. How could you not realise that it was in the swamp?
Maddie, it's a big block.
It's a big block of land here, you know? Yeah. You got to think about that. It's New FM land.
Yeah.
That's what you think of me. So forever, until I die,
yeah.
until I'm in the ground buried, mm-hmm. I will have...
Maybe at the cemetery across the road.
Yeah, possibly. Buried at Sandgate. You've got the right coordinates.
Dear God. Forever... I will have the Sandgate Swamp coordinates on my arm. So, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Glad you like it.
Yeah. You dodged a bullet. Yeah.
No, I don't know about that.
I'm still processing.
You know, just a couple degrees to the left or the right would have fixed things, but... No.
Well, you can't have it changed.
Well, I know that.
Well, guys, you're welcome. Birthday Lotto is up right now. So basically, this is where we do a month at random.
Yep.
Sorry, I stole Crevo's segment. This is actually meant to be you teasing.
That's all good. You know, I just let you have it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, we choose a month at random. If your month is drawn, 131009, call up the show. If your birth date is drawn out of the birthday balls by Jade, you win this morning $725.
Oh, look at that. Spin that wheel. Let's go.
Yeah. It has come up as September.
Okay, September babies, 131009. Call now.
This is
uh-oh.
The No-Go's.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to win cash in Nui. This morning, $725 on offer. All you need to play is a birthday. Now, of course, we have drawn out the month of September on our birthday lotto spinning wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So September babies, what we're after.
Yeah, so we're going to Belinda right now. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey. So September, how do you normally celebrate your birthday in that month? Well, spring.
Spring,
you know, you might do something a little bit more sporty than perhaps, you know, skiing in winter.
Tell us about your last birthday. That's a better question.
I guess my last birthday, I suppose, was COVID, so we just had family over.
Yeah,
I
nice.
I might have for my birthday, so be quiet.
Yeah, good stuff.
Lovely.
Well,
all
hopefully
right.
by September, things are a little bit different for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, fingers
year.
Crossed, eh?
My 30th was ruined, and it's happening in March. So, I mean, I'm getting the double whammy, I think. All right, let's spin these birthday balls, Jade.
Here we go, Belinda. All right.
For $725.
I pulled out the 8th of October.
The 8th of September.
September.
No, the 12th.
Sorry.
No good.
Sorry. No. Thank you, though. I appreciate your call.
Oh.
One job, Jade.
Sorry. I had October in my head for some reason when I saw the 8th.
That's all right.
Hey.
Look, it's just a word.
We've had the big reveal of my tattoo, but after this, we have the actual reveal of our two contestants, Mel and Jess, who both got a tattoo yesterday for Just Tattoo Us. Mm. Interesting results. We'll just say that. We'll reveal what happens after the news at New FM.
New FM.
New FM.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Something out of Harry Potter, like when they go into the forbidden forest.
And
forbidden
forest.
This is the Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Tell you what, we're not getting hired for our technical skills, are we? spoke too early. Hey, guys, I love this segment, Just Tattoo Us. We've got one more left, actually. Mm. Newfm.com.au. If you and a mate would like to pick a tattoo for each other, the catch is you won't know what each other has picked until it's on your body. I did this yesterday, happy with the results, other than the fact they got coordinates to the Sandgate Swamp at the back of the radio station on my arm, but that's all right. But we did have two contestants yesterday, Crevo. Yeah. Take the leap of faith.
That's right. And I just wanted to mention as well, if you're thinking about applying for this, we're after some wild characters. So if you're a real larrikin or you just have something about you or you know your mate's going to flip out or that's the sort of interesting person we want to get on for this, for our last one. We want it to be a really exciting one.
Absolutely. UFM.com.au. We're going to meet Jess and Mel next, who friends for many, many years, over 10 years. And it was Jess actually, or Mel, I'm sorry, that was a phone in last minute because Jess had nominated another friend who pulled out last minute. So Mel made that choice to get a tat yesterday on a whim.
Yeah, and Pat and Benny, the tattoo artists, they did such a good job at Alien Art Tattoo. Honestly, can't recommend them enough. Head down there, contact them. Yeah, if you want your next tat. But also, if you are a tattooist, they've got some chairs there for rent. So if you want to, you know, get your work out there,
it's a perfect opportunity. Because that's a great team. It's a great environment. Cool shop. If you're a tattooist, like Jade said, are licensed and ready to go, get involved and chat to them.
Yeah, hit them up on Instagram. We're going to meet Mel and Jessica next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Tattoo Us.
Yeah, this is the competition where you and a mate pick a tat for each other. You don't know what it is, though, until it's on your body. We've got one more session left of this segment. Mm-hmm. Newfm.com.au. We'll even take your calls a bit later, 13 10 09. If you've got like a crazy out there idea for a tattoo for your mate, get in touch with us.
Yeah, the crazier the better.
Yesterday, we met Jess and Mel from Curry, who have been friends for over 10 years. Yeah. And what I loved about this, Jess originally nominated another woman to get the tattoo with her, who pulled out last minute. Mel, like the champ she is, came to the table last minute and got involved.
She was a ring-in.
She was a ring-in.
I can't believe
so
that.
Scary.
So, like, the night before, she would have had no inkling even she'd have a new tattoo the next day.
Yeah.
That morning, decides to get one, gets one all in one day.
Now, it is a hard choice to do this. Mm. Like, props to anybody that gets involved in this, honestly.
It's harder than you think.
We rolled the tape yesterday, and obviously we separated the two girls, got their thoughts and whatnot, and this was Jess making the choice, Crevo, for Mel, right?
Yeah, now, what I wanted to mention about this is I want you to have a list, because if it was me making a choice, I would be putting a lot of thought in, a lot of planning. I would have everything organized and ready.
Yeah.
But I just want you to listen to how Jess had just sort of thought about it a little bit and only a tiny bit for her mate's life decision.
Here we go.
I'm going to do something, like, because she's had a bit of a rough last 5 years, so I was going to do something meaningful, but I thought, like, something funny and crazy as well, so... Oh. I really don't know.
You don't
something
hear
on
that.
Your mate's body for life. It comes in. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, these girls were characters, and that's why we love them. All right, now I also want you to listen to Mel, because I know she was a ring-in.
Yeah,
I know. I understand that. Also, seems pretty unprepared.
So I've been psyching her out since we got, well, on the travels here, of actually getting a pair of breasts tattooed on her.
Ooh, okay.
Or actually getting a spider, or both. So I've been messing her around with her for a little bit.
Okay, hold on. Is Jess isn't a bikie or a fan of Pamela Anderson?
No, not at all. Okay. No. And she is terrified of spiders, just right. as I am as well, so.
So are you going to be that mean?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Also seems to have no idea what she's getting for her mate on her body for life.
At least you know they hadn't conspired.
Well, no. That's
beforehand, you know?
I mean, like, that's no as clue. Genuine as you can get.
Absolutely. So, obviously, the girls got their tats, and Jess did the big reveal to Mel, and it was actually a really nice, heartfelt tattoo. It was a bottle on her arm that said, "Stay strong." So, she's had a rough few years, and I thought, what a beautiful moment.
Oh, here we go. The ultimate trust exercise. The big reveal.
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually so pretty.
That is really good.
Stay strong.
So how do you feel about it?
I like it a lot. And I feel a little bit...
Is that guilty, the word you're looking for?
Guilty, yeah.
About your tattoo, though, like, that is, that's it obviously awesome. Has personal meaning, which is really nice.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful.
That's so cool.
Are you happy with everything?
I'm very happy. Yeah.
Good job. Awesome.
Happy customer right there.
Couldn't be happier.
Really pleased with it. Now, Mel, on the other hand, decided to be a little bit meaner to Jess, and she got her a tattoo of her favourite movie, which was 101 Dalmatians.
Which is really sweet.
Now, you think cute puppies, right, when you think of that. No. Let's see what Mel picked for Jess.
Can you explain the choice and what it is, tattoo?
Oh, God. So, her favourite movie is 101 Dalmatians.
Why do the Dalmatians look really cross and angry?
We went with a zombie design.
That was actually different. Cute but different. Wow.
What are your thoughts? Cute but different. That's I mean, look, it's definitely a zombie Dalmatian.
Yeah.
It's definitely unique.
I think it's cool.
I actually like it. Are you happy with it?
I'm happy with it. Shocked.
You've got a piece of me now, babe.
Yeah. You've got a piece of me now. Awesome.
Okay, so the big question is, are you guys still friends after this?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Even.
What though? There's actually still, like, maybe not as meaningful a thought, but. You know, you like, it's your favourite movie. You like zombies, yeah?
Yeah, sort of. Dalmatians. Yeah.
Well, the Dalmatians part's definitely there.
Yeah.
A couple of eyes are missing.
I mean, you can just hear there was definitely an element of awkwardness there, wasn't there?
Yeah,
I
didn't like the zombie element.
Because it was right in the middle of her forearm. Like, it was very obvious and quite large. Maybe the size, maybe like 15 centimetres long.
You know what? I liked it. So I know she wasn't into it, but to be honest, cooler than having just three Dalmatian puppies on your arm. I think it's unique. Like
the Dalmatians had like bits of their ears ripped off. The zombie. Eyes were bloodshot.
Yeah, but it looked
one of the Dalmatians
good.
Had no eyes.
That's also true. They've been ripped right out of its poor little head.
You know what? I'm going to put these two pictures on our Instagram at Jade Maddie Crevo. Go there and check it out. Big shout out again to Alien Art Tattoo at Mayfield. They're renting chairs. If you're a tattoo artist, contact Pat. It's a great place to work. I know if I was an artist, if I was artistic in any way, I'd be there.
Good vibes.
So cool there.
Like we said, one more as well next week. newfm.com.au to enter, Jade.
Guys, moving along, my acting dream.
Back to you. Okay.
I've actually gone and done something. I've applied to be an extra in a huge US TV show that I want to tell you about.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You've applied to be an extra on a US TV show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have. So, basically, Australia is the hottest place to film at the moment. A lot of, you know, Hollywood blockbusters are getting filmed here at the moment in South Australia and the Gold Coast.
Mm.
And we've got a huge US TV show, which they haven't told me the name of because it's confidential.
So you're a real important actor in their eyes.
Yes. So a casting agent actually put the word out saying that they need extras for a big show that's being filmed in our area here in Newcastle and the Central Coast, right? And there's opportunities apparently for everyone. So I thought, you know what?
I'm everyone.
I'm going to apply to see
I'm
how
I'm part
I
of
go.
Everyone.
It's a paid gig, so it's not for free, which is great, so I don't have to volunteer my time. now, the thing is, I was thinking of you guys, because they said, feel free to bring a friend who is within the 30 to 70 years of age group.
So they're casting a wide, wide net.
Yes. So I thought you guys might be interested, because it actually taps in to something of your nature, which is food. And also, Crevo, you're American citizen. And the thing is, the TV show is set in America and they're asking for you to be willing to be able to eat the same food and drink the same drinks for 3 days straight. Whatever that may be.
I do that now. Burgers and milkshakes at a diner.
Right. So we'd just be sitting at a diner in the background having to eat burgers and milkshakes for 3 days.
I mean, it sounds... The first 10 minutes probably fun, yeah. Then torture.
But it does
get... You just have to spit out.
Yeah, do you get a spittoon?
They haven't gone into that, but I reckon it'll be a lot of fun. And they say that you need to be comfortable around being around armory, weapons and bloody scenes. So I think a fight's going to break out in the diner. but also, it's $26 to $28 per hour. So that's not too bad. Free food.
Yeah.
You get to be a part of a fake fight scene, get some anger out that you might be harboring, and cool,
you
get paid
to do it.
I'm totally
into this.
So it's 3 days.
In March. You've got to be available though for the 3 days straight.
What are the dates?
Yeah, is one of them a Monday? Because otherwise we're going to be in trouble.
2nd, 3rd, and 4th of March.
February, March.
I'm sure we could do
Tuesday,
the show.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
We could do the show live from the set. Surely they'd let us do that.
But also...
I don't reckon they... I don't think so.
They might for publicity. I don't know. But the best...
No, I'm talking about New FM.
Oh, okay. So, you know, we just have to wear American-style clothing, like jeans, T-shirts, and we have to be prepared to act out a scene for the audition.
This is easy money.
Yeah, easy money. But also, you have to... They're saying if you are one of the lucky people that do get to actually... They want to see not so much your acting ability, but they might need a couple of extras to say an actual line, like fight or, you know, it's on in an American accent. So they said, if you're one of the lucky ones to be selected, be confident and listen to direction given and mostly have fun giving it your all.
So what is it going to be like? 8 hours a day, 3 days, and it's 24, about $220 a day, is it?
Hey, happy days.
Well, yeah,
$600.
Well, keep us updated. Can you enter us into this?
Oh, well, yeah, I can.
Like, I don't want to go through the whole application process.
Well, no, it says can bring you along on the day.
I love that you sent the application from your New FM email. Like, that's going to give you more of the chance.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Coming up next, guys, we're doing a right or wrong. You might have seen this picture going around, Crevo, of this girl wearing a crop top on the internet on a flight. Got told to cover up.
Yeah, so essentially she's an Instagram model and an OnlyFans model, and she's on this flight. She was just wearing a normal crop top. It was a little bit shorter than usual, actually, looking at the photo. But definitely a top, not a bikini. Jetstar staff were like, absolutely not. And they grabbed, like, they searched around the cabin looking for clothes for her to cover up, grabbed, like, one of those high visibility jackets that the staff have to wear, and said, you got to put this on, you have to cover up.
Yeah, look, I just think you should be dressing decently when you're traveling, especially on a flight. No, It should. It is how it works. It is. I'm 100%. There's a dress policy for like
if on, you're not,
for all airlines.
If you're not breaking the law, if you're wearing clothes that are inside the law, what's the problem?
You're not.
With that?
You know what? You're not going to the beach. It's
how
like
many?
You're going into a pub. You're not allowed to wear thongs and a singlet. It's the same thing.
It's Jetstar.
It doesn't
Who
matter
cares?
What airline it is. It's called decency
All right.
and
Do
having
you know
a bit of respect.
Transport.
This is interesting coming from you, Jay.
Yeah.
Because you clearly got the girls' backs on this one. Not.
How many guys?
How many guys? We won't get into an argument. Just listen to my opinion
yeah.
for one sec. How many guys get onto a Jetstar flight flying out of Bali back to Australia that are wearing singlets?
And those singlets that have the really big gap all the way from the nipple right down to the waist.
You know what?
What's the difference?
Women dress the same. The difference is there's a difference when because she's wearing.
Because she has boobs.
No.
How
that
sexist.
Is a crop. Like she is literally just wearing a crop top with a pair of jeans. It's just. It is essentially a bikini top in a way.
What would you prefer her to wear?
Well, you just dressed it. It's just having a little bit of... You know what? I don't understand. Even, like, when I see, like, girls walking in the shopping centre sometimes with short those shorts where you see their butt cheeks coming out of the bottom... It's just have a little class.
You're so conservative, Jade.
In like, some ways, because I think you just have some decency. Just don't give it all away. You know what I mean?
Is it because she's an OnlyFans model? Is that what's finding you out?
No, I think it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be attractive, not be attractive, like whatever. Like that's got nothing to do with it. I just think it's just dressing decently. Like why do we always have to be showing skin 24/7?
I see that and think, good on ya, totally fine.
She's not breaking any
laws. I wouldn't care if she's a size 22 doing that or a size 6.
It's not about size.
No,
it's
but
just,
you
it's
were making
fine.
It out. Or being attractive has nothing to do with it. Size has nothing to do
right,
with
we'll
it.
All right, we'll chat about this after. Are you Team Jade? She definitely shouldn't wear this crop top on the flight. Or are you Team Me and Crevo? Absolutely fine.
Wear
taking
what you
your
want.
Calls 13 10 09.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Yeah, this has caused quite a stir, quite a debate amongst the team. Jade, very adamant, as an ex-hostie, that, you know, what she's wearing is too skimpy. She's got to cover up. I think if you feel empowered to wear something, you feel positive about your body, like, what's wrong with wearing whatever makes you feel good and comfortable in the world?
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not breaking the law.
Do you know what, as well? Everyone's making out like she's wearing a G-string on the plane. She's wearing a nice pair of jeans
mm-hmm.
and this crop top. Like, if you can't deal with a stomach, go back to the 1920s.
There's
know?
Nothing wrong with the 1920s. I think that
Jade
sometimes
would love the world to be in Bridgerton times.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just think there's nothing wrong with dress codes.
I'm not wearing a sheet everywhere I go, Jade.
You don't have
I'm
to
just
wear
not
a
doing
sheet.
It.
I'm just saying, you know, you're boarding a plane.
A top hat and tails. I'm just not going to wear it.
I just think they should, you know, have just a little bit of decency. Have a little class.
Do you know what?
That's
slut shame this girl. That's what's happening here.
No. It goes for men as well. You know what I mean? Don't look, you know, wear untidy tracksuits or, you know, I don't know. It just annoys me when people, we don't dress to impress anymore. It's not all about showing your skin just because you can, you know?
Do you know what? There are so many different types of people in this world, Jade, and just because somebody dresses in a way that you don't agree with, it doesn't mean they are wrong.
Okay. Well, we'll go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones.
Starting on 12 with Samantha.
Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, going well, thank you. What do you think of this? Do you think it's inappropriate for this girl to be wearing the crop top on the plane?
Oh, I'm with the boys on this one. I think, honestly, who gives a toss?
Yeah.
Like, she's wearing what she wants to wear. She looks good. She's comfortable. She's on a plane. It's not like she's out at a five-star restaurant. I mean, I think that if you have a problem with what she's wearing, then you're the one with the problem.
Absolutely.
Some common sense.
Amen. Thank you, Samantha.
Thanks.
Appreciate your
Thanks,
call this
Samantha.
Morning. All right. Taking another call right now. Nikki, hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, thanks. What do you think? It's acceptable or not acceptable?
No, I'm with Jade on this one.
Okay, what's making you think that?
I have kids and I just don't think it's acceptable. It's like when you go to the beach as a family day and you see all the young ones in the, you know, G-string bikinis and stuff. It's just, you know, I've got a 12-year-old that's not into that and, you know, she feels, you know, she doesn't like it either. And then I've got a 10-year-old son. I don't want to see my you know, my 10-year-old son seeing any of that when you're on a flight or at the beach or wherever.
Okay, well, I don't mind the whole beach thing because you're going swimming, but I just think, you know, it's just like if you're going out with the family to dinner or you're going to the shopping centre or you're travelling, you're on any sort of public transport. I just think there's nothing wrong with having, you know, dress codes where you have to take pride in your appearance and just, you know, it's just respectful, I think.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
it is. Even a singlet would have been like to go over. It's just like her just wearing a bra.
Yeah, essentially that's what it looks like.
It's a bit different to a bra.
No, it's very much a bra if you look at it. But
thanks, Heidi.
All right. We'll take your opinion.
Sorry, Nikki. Now we're going to Heidi.
Heidi, hey Heidi, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, going well, thanks. What are your thoughts?
Hell no, it's not good. I completely disagree with you boys. And I'm not sick, but just because you can doesn't mean you should. If I've got my 15-year-old and 11-year-old boy on the plane, I don't want them to see
if your 15-year-old teenage boy is on that plane, I think he'd be pretty happy.
Yeah, no, because I think we did slacken off when airfares were cheaper, but now when you go to a restaurant and you're paying over $100 for a meal, you're not going to wear a singlet if you're a bloke that's showing half your nipple here. And if you're a girl, you're not going to be showing your midriff just because it's not proper.
Heidi, okay, question to you. I think, you know, using a restaurant as an example.
Yes.
If somebody walked into a McDonald's, right, dressed like that, you wouldn't think twice. They go into a fancy restaurant, you think, oh my God, why is she wearing that? I think it's the same thing with a flight. If you're flying Jetstar, you've got to expect to get some of that. If you're flying Emirates first class.
You're still paying over $100 each way, mm-hmm. wherever you're going at the moment, if not more. So I think we do need to get a bit more, what would you call it? Old fashioned.
No, there's nothing wrong with being conservative.
It's not even conservative. It's just having some self respect. You see a lot of girls and you think, oh, good, you know, they think that they can wear that thing if they maybe shouldn't. And it's same goes for girls or boys that are, you know, perhaps do have it going on. You shouldn't be flaunting it. Leave something to the imagination. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. It's just
you like it a bit hidden, do you?
Well, I do.
Jade likes to imagine.
Leave something to the imagination. You're not going to go out in a pair of skinny jeans that show what you're hanging or what you're not hanging, are you?
Well, you never know.
Hey, Heidi, question for you. I seem to think, right, my opinion on this is you see guys on flights that have their... You know, if you say, look, hypothetical, right?
Yeah, the nipple showing.
You get a flight from the Gold Coast, right?
Yep.
It's the middle of summer. You're going to get guys on there that are roided up, massive muscles, wearing these skimpy little singlets. Who wants to see that either?
Exactly right.
Nobody ever attacks
calls
the
them
guys.
Out. Yeah.
No, and you know what? They should be called out because it's just gross. You don't want to be sitting in that chair after they've been, you know, if it is a hot, sweaty day and they've not got everything covered up that they need to cover up, where their pores might be leaking.
From a hygiene perspective,
you know what? It is a very big hygiene issue. Like, imagine if she just comes straight from the gym and she's sitting in that chair. Someone else has to sit there.
For any chair, but the only thing I would say...
No, you can't. Not if they're not wearing any clothes.
Yeah.
She's not naked.
What if they've got a pimple on their back and that squeezes during the flight?
Oh, now we're getting real deep into the hypothetical.
Thanks, Heidi. Enjoy your day.
Know that we're right, Jay.
I know.
You gals stick together with
Heidi,
your conservative views.
Now you understand what I have to put up with every day.
Thanks, Heidi.
Love you, Heidi.
Each other's feet.
Thanks for all our calls.
Hey, we're going to send you a bottle of wine, Heidi, because you know what?
Always happy with that.
What a treat.
You're a sport. Maddie was really putting you through your paces there.
Yeah.
Just hold the line, Heidi. I'll get your number.
Love that.
Helen just messaged through to the Facebook page and says, I didn't realise there was a dress code for an aeroplane. I was trying to get through, but I can't. Who cares what she wears? Free country. I think there's more things to worry about in the world than what people are wearing on an aeroplane.
Good
Amen,
point.
Helen.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.